Hat is back, kicking right to left across your radio. 12 minutes are on the clock. The hand is up, and we are waiting for that starting whistle. There it is, the Neon Miner Parameters kick coming to the far hash at the 5-yard line, bounces into the end zone. That is his second touchback this evening. So Harbor Beach will start out at their own 20-yard line once again, trailing by 22 points.
And that's absolutely the way you want to start this out, is get that Harbor Beach offense pinned way back. You had all the momentum for USA, and this is Harbor Beach's basically their last chance to really kind of take some momentum away from the Patriot team and get something going. So a great start for the Patriots, booting that thing out the back of the end zone and now forcing the Harbor Beach offense to go 80 yards on top of your defense.
Wind's really starting to kick it, so the flag is absolutely upright, blowing out of the west northwest. Three-man backfield, Dylan Kadar is still under center, splitting the hash marks of the 20-yard line. Left to right across the radio, the hometown Harbor Beach Pirates. Hand off to Luke Wicke around the outside edge. Has a first down and tripped up at the 31-yard line by number 44 is USA's Carson Holland. Luke Wicke breaks things out for Harbor Beach with an 11-yard run to start the second half.
And you like that. If you're going to attack the outside, you have to do it with some speed. That last play on fourth and goal down here, that sweep was a slow developing, waiting for things to happen play. When you want to get things going, you have to do it with enthusiasm. You have to do it with speed. And that time, when Luke Wicke got the football, he was at full speed already and raced to the sideline. He's able to get 11 yards on first down.
From the 31. At the left hash, it's going to be a quarterback keeper around the right side. Dylan Kadar is going to be brought down for a 6-yard loss. Big man 75, Dakota Miller, brings him down with authority. They're going to mark him down at the 26-yard line. That'll be a 5-yard loss for Dakota Miller and the Patriot defense. Third down and 15 coming up for Harbor Beach.
Sniffs right out. Down. Dakota Miller does an excellent job as he does not fall for the fake. And he gets off his blocker quickly, and Kadar has no chance. As soon as he decides to keep that football, he actually goes backwards to try to go around Dakota Miller, who was already in the backfield. And a disaster on first down. Second and 15 now for Harbor Beach, still in the wing tee.
6 foot, 230-pound junior for USA, Dakota Miller. Dylan Kadar under center, hands it off to Luke Wicke. Same play as the one that worked first time. He has positive yards. He's crossed the 35 and upended at the 37-yard line by Braylon Ballard, the outside linebacker at the 35-yard line. They're going to mark him down. A 9-yard gain for Harbor Beach now brings up a third down, and I guess you could say manageable third down and 6 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Wind in their face.
It's a nice recovery play on second down to get a lot of that yardage back, but a good job by the left side of the line. They are able to seal off the defensive end, which is Keegan Bixman on that side, and then Woodkey's able to race to the sideline again, beating the corner over there, and is able to get a hard-fought 8 yards.
10:36 remains in the third quarter, 22-0 USA leading Harbor Beach. The Pirates facing a 3rd and 6. Luke Wicke, same exact play, and he lowers the shoulder. He's going to be shower of the first down marker by 2 yards. He picked up 4 yards before Jeremiah Hahn stopped him in his tracks. 4th down and 2 to go from the 39 in their own territory. Harbor Beach, are they going to go for this?
No reason not to, Clark. There's other than momentum for the playoffs, that's what these two teams are playing for, and Harbor Beach is in search of that dearly. And so I absolutely think you're going to see it again. And it's one of those things where Wicke has been the shining star on this drive so far. USA has to be thinking the same thing. So I think Harbor Beach counters with Kadar making a decision, keeping it himself.
Kadar under center, 4th and 2. They need to get out to the 41-yard line in their own territory. And we have a whistle. And could this be a false start? Or they're going to say line up offsides, I do believe, is what the original signal is here. So this is against Harbor Beach. So instead of a 4th and 2, this will march them back 5 yards and a 4th and 7 now. And that changes things a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Now it may be the shotgun formation, and then decide if USA plays defense, we punt it away. And if they set up for a return, they might try to fake it.
USA has their safeties at the 45-yard line, about 11 yards behind the line of scrimmage. 9:35 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach spending 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Kadar in that extended shotgun. Away in the snap. There's a snap, and he's going to punt this one away. Kicks, keeps it out of the wind, bounces across the 40, and rolls to rest at the 37-yard line of USA. A 29-yard punt from Dylan Kadar. And Harbor Beach comes up empty-handed on their first drive of the second half. 1st and 10 for USA. leading 22-0, 9:19 left in the third quarter.
That USA team has just got everything going their way. They are ready for to make a playoff run, Clark. That was a great defensive stand right out of halftime. Get that offense back on the field with 9:19 to go in the third quarter, and we'll see if Harbor Beach can stop the run, because there is no chance that USA puts the ball in the air here, even though their wind is at their back.
So after five plays, Harbor Beach punts it away, and now at the 36-yard line in their own territory, USA takes over first and 10 with a 22-point lead, 9:19 left in the third quarter. T formation, Connor Gettle under center, working off the right hash, right to left, across the radio, hand off to Braylon Ballard, coming and bounces to the outside, and drags two black jerseys down with him after a four-yard gain. Leading the way was number 34, Elliot Seaman, as well as Caden Boyd, outside linebacker for Harbor Beach. Second down, six to go for USA.
Better job there by Harbor Beach. They actually stack up Braylon Ballard. He's able to kind of fight out of those tackles and escape to the sideline to earn 4 yards, but a much better job of forcing him to get off his high horse. He's been just with untouched around that side so many times tonight. This time they at least make him earn that 4 yards around the right side before he goes out of bounds.
Harbor Beach trying to come up with the first stop this evening. They have a second and six in front of them. USA's offense marching all over them this evening. From the 40-yard line in USA's own territory, Connor Gettle under center. Play clock under 10. Hand off to Noah Crum. Has the first down and breaks out of that tackle. Gets right to midfield for a 10-yard gain. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's Dylan Kadar, as well as Elliot Seaman, tracks them down. And Noah Crum moves the chains for USA.
Just a quick dive, and that's what sets up the rest of the plays. When Ballard is running so well, you start to lean that way as a defense, start to cheat to that direction to try to help slow him down, and that's Noah Crum right up the middle, right between the tackles, and he virtually goes untouched the first 7 yards and then gets past that first down marker for yet another first down for the USA Patriots.
First and 10 from midfield, 8 minutes left in this third quarter, clock rolling. Evan Voles leads the Patriots up to the line of scrimmage. Same formation we've seen all night, with the exception of one play, which was an I formation. Gettle is under center, working off that right hash once again. Looks back to his backfield, hands it off to Walker Foley. Foley gets across the 45 and down to the 44-yard line. 6 yards and a cloud of dust and a cloud of water bouncing up off the ground after that one, and setting up a second and four.
Again, just another dive play, this time to Walker Foley, and just pushing that Harbor Beach defense backwards, that offensive line showcasing how good they are and how good they're playing right now, pushing Harbor Beach backwards. 6 yard gain for Walker Foley.
7 minutes and change left here in the third quarter. Still that 22-0 USA lead over Harbor Beach. No scoring yet in the second half. Last scoring play was a minute 26 before the half, when USA tacked on their third score. 2 for 3 on two-point conversions tonight. Connor Gettle under center. Play clock under 10. Gets the snap. Hands it off to Walker Foley. Going around left end. Has a first down across the 30-yard line. Breaks out one tackle and dragged down to the 21-yard line by Luke Woodke. A huge run. A 23-yard pickup for Walker Foley. And the Patriots moves the chains into the red zone of Harbor Beach.
You could just see that hole developing. It was right in front of us. And as soon as the end was sealed off, Walker Foley turned on the jets. And Luke Woodke is able to tackle him from behind as he was just about to make Kadar miss. Woodke makes a touchdown saving tackle, but the biggest run of the game for Walker Foley there, 23 yards, and another first down for USA.
12 carries, 67 yards, and one score. He's averaging 5.5 yards per carry. Walker Foley. 6 minutes and a half here in the third quarter. 22-0, Patriots leading the Pirates in Harbor Beach. Connor Gettle at the left hash this time, and off to Noah Crum. And gets checked up at the line of scrimmage, falls forward down to the 19-yard line. Tackle made by Dakota Deer for Harbor Beach after a 2-yard gain. Going to bring up a second down, 8 to go from Harbor Beach's 19-yard line. 6 minutes left in the third.
You got to love how Coach Hahn is working these other backs into the game. Now you're starting to see Walker Foley get a couple big runs. Noah Crummel only got 2 there, but he had 10 just a couple plays ago. And it's just a matter of time now before he dials up Braylon Ballard's number again, because he hasn't ran the ball in 2 or 3 plays. You'll start to forget about him.
Ballard and Walker Foley each with 12 carries tonight, carrying the ball 39% of the time each. Second down and 8, 5:42 left in the third quarter, 22-0 over Harbor Beach. Connor Gettle under center with a T formation behind him. Hand off to Ballard, no surprise there. Spins down to the 15-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's Levi Klasky. for a 4-yard gain, third down and 4 to go for USO.